Lieberman Live, the experts.
She is Alka Bahal. She's an immigration attorney, partner at the Fox Rothschild Law Firm. You can find the firm at foxrothschild.com. Okay, Alka, the number of illegal immigrants in the U.S. was estimated at 11.5 million in 2011, according to the Pew Hispanic Center. And the illegal immigrant population grew by 27% between 2000 and 2009, according to Homeland Security. Is it time for immigration reform?
I think the time is right for immigration reform. It's been a hot topic for years and years now. Congress has simply failed to take action. Clearly, the president is out of patience. Something needs to happen.
The Department of Homeland Security says 63% of the illegal immigration population, approximately 6.8 million, entered the U.S. before 2000. Pew says 58% of the illegal immigrant population is from Mexico. What do you make of those numbers?
They do sound accurate. They sound like the statistics that have been floating around for years. What I find very interesting about the statistic is that we have so many illegal immigrants that have come since earlier than 2000. And sunsetting in 2001, we had provisions which allowed those individuals to become legal.
Here's the thing. The Republicans paint it as the president wanting to give illegals amnesty, i.e. a path to citizenship or a green card. But from what I can glean, the president wants to offer temporary relief from deportation to certain illegals, allowing them to live and work openly. Is that how you see it?
That is how I see it. You're absolutely correct. The president can't create law. He can only dictate the enforcement of law.
In that, though, it seems he's just pushing the buck down the road, essentially saying for 5 years or so, we will allow these folks to work and to be above board, but we're not necessarily going to do anything above and beyond that.
That's correct. He's simply giving them a mechanism by which to come above board and work legally. But there's no path to citizenship. There's no end in sight. And as soon as he's gone, the next president can very easily undo what he's done.
What kind of cases are you seeing? I know you represent, by and large, businesses who hire, obviously, workers, some of whom are illegals. What kind of cases do you see?
So from my perspective, I often deal with employers who have trouble staffing their workplaces because they continually encounter illegal employees. They are unable to find enough U.S. workers to do the work that needs to be done. I see this in various industries, anything from warehousing to low-skill jobs to restaurants and even to, as we were talking about earlier, semi-skill jobs, where we find people from certain countries tend to have certain skill sets and they're here illegally. My clients desperately want to employ them but are unable to because they don't have status.
If the president takes this executive action, will it in effect make it easier for employers because they'll have less to worry about in terms of the checking out if somebody's illegal, if, you know, things of that sort?
I think it will. I think really what gets addressed with the executive order is it's sort of subsuming a population that's already working, that's already contributing to the workforce, and that it's bringing them above the line so that employers, my clients, will be easier for them to bring them into the fold, document their paperwork, and it'll all be legit.
Let me open it up to the group now for debate.
Lieberman Live, the panel.
King of all blacks, I want to start with you. This from the Washington Times. Almost all of the illegal immigrant families traveling from Central America to the U.S. are being released from the special facility meant to hold them in New Mexico, according to the mayor of the town where the facility is located. Mayor Philip Birch told a local radio station in New Mexico last week that the releases defy Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson's own pledge in July to make sure those who ended up at the facility were quickly deported from the U.S. Your reaction?
Well, my reaction is that I'm not sure if the immigration of all these illegals would be good. I'm on the fence with that. They might be taking jobs from blacks. They might be, you know what I'm saying? They might be taking jobs from poor people. I don't know. I don't know if it's a good thing or not. I'm not sure about it.
Well, this is from Chicago Sun-Times editorial, Ham Hands. Quote, "Go for it, President Obama. Revamp our nation's broken and inhumane immigration system as you long ago pledged to do. Do it regardless of the political fallout. Do it because it's the right thing to do," unquote. I want to break that editorial down. First, Ham Hands, should the president take executive action?
I would say yes.
Second, what will the political fallout be?
I don't think there's going to be any, but the Republicans...
How can you say there won't be any fallout? The Republicans are already sharpening their swords.
Listen, let me answer. This is the thing. The president is going to do executive order. After the new year comes on, the Republicans cannot do it, but they have to be careful because coming 2016 elections, the Democrats going to see and the whole country that the Republicans are trying to undo something that they've been laying back on and doing nothing on.
So is it the right thing to do?
Yes. The president wants to open the door, start something up since the Republicans haven't done nothing in 2 years, and coming the next year, like the lady expert said, they cannot do what the president's going to do, but they have to be careful because all is going to come out in 2016 election, and if they mess up everything, they're going to go back down on whatever seats they gain in the Congress.
King of All Blacks, Eugene Robinson in the Washington Post today writes, "Oh, please, all the melodramatic Republican outrage isn't fooling anybody. The only reason President Obama has to act on immigration reform is that House Speaker John Boehner won't. I repeat, that's the only reason." Do you agree?
I agree. Anything the president does, they're going to disagree because he's black. And let me ask you something. Let me tell you something. Are we going to get any doctors or any lawyers with this immigration bill? Are we going to get our lawns done cheaper? What kind of people are we getting?
Well,
that's my question.
I asked our attorney expert that off the air. What kind of employees are your employers seeing? And I think you mentioned all skill levels.
It will impact at all skill levels, but I do think it will impact the lower or unskilled workers the most because that's where we tend to see the vast number of illegal individuals.
Now, The Atlantic has a piece today, Ham Hands Bill, 5 reasons Obama should not declare amnesty. I want to go through them quickly and get your thoughts. Number one, the reported immigration plan makes a liar of the president because the president has repeatedly pleaded for relief for those young people, quote, were brought to this country by their parents, sometimes even as infants, and often have no idea that they're undocumented, unquote. But this plan covers adults, too. Does it make a liar of the president, Bill?
Not really. You know, whatever a person goes back on, he's still trying to do the right thing. And it's not going to be an amnesty. It's just opening the door to make those guys work legally, you know, which is contribution for the economy of the United States.
Have you ever had any immigration issues, Bill?
No, but since I've been a basic instructor on English and basic computer, illegal immigrants always ask me, let them know if I know of anybody who has a job. I advise them not to do anything legal. This woman came to me. She wanted to use one of those illegal numbers for work. And I said, listen, you have litigious. Never use any illegal documents because that's going to bite you on the ass later on.
You teach English? Is that what you're telling me? And
oh,
you
yes.
Teach it to some people who are undocumented?
Yes. Free basic computer and basic English as second language classes. I've been there for years, and many of them come to me either to request, say, listen, let me know if you know any kind of job so I can tell them. And also, I advise them on just basic stuff.
King of All Blacks, Bill O'Reilly on Fox News has said, quote, the American voters clearly stated they want Congress to fix the economy, tax reform, regulation reform, that kind of thing. Immigration reform, far down the list of priorities for most of the folks. Therefore, this is a pure political play on the part of Barack Obama. He's trying to deflect attention away from his economic record and into the conservative versus liberal battle. My question for you, King, do Americans care about immigration reform?
Yes, they do care about it, and his economic record is pretty good. The economy's getting better. And I'm still trying to get over the fact that that guy teaches English.
Ham Hands, your response.
Well, King of All Blacks, is it true that you drink your white piss or you only like the smell?
Okay, gentlemen, please, a little bit of decorum. I have 10 seconds for everybody, beginning with you, King, back to you. Do you see Congress acting here or do you see the president taking executive action?
I see the president taking executive action. I thought he was soft at first, but now he's acting tough.
Alka, what do you see happening?
I would agree with that. I think Congress has had a significant amount of time to act. They haven't acted. They're coming up on the Thanksgiving recess now. I think it's more likely that we'll get an executive order by the end of the year than we'll have a comprehensive bill.
Ham Hands Bill, final word.
King of Blacks, are you going to put your mouth where your money is? Money where your mouth is? I can prove I've been a teacher for many years. And King of Blacks, you like the smell of pee of your wife? Do you drink it too, or only the smell?
Ham Hands, what does that have to do with immigration reform? Yeah, answer the question.
Yes, the president will do the executive order, and it's going to be bad news if the Republicans get rid of it next year, because they're going to be in control of Senate and the House.
I want to thank my absolutely terrific panel, immigration attorney and partner at the Fox Rothschild Law Firm, Alka Bahal. She was terrific. Thanks for coming on the program. And our WACPAC panel, King of All Blacks and Ham Hands Bill.